Sagaland. Written and read by Richard Feidler and Kaori Gieslerson.
Ymir dwelt alone in the grassless void, and as he slept, a sweat came upon him, and from the folds of his left armpit he gave birth to a man and a woman. His other hand rubbed against his foot, and it gave birth to a son, another frost giant, and from here came all the frost giants. Ymir was nourished from the milk of a great cow, whose milk streamed in four rivers from its udders. The cow, in turn, was nourished by licking away at a salty ice block. By the evening, a man's hair was exposed from within the ice block. On the next day, the man's head came forth, and on the third day, the whole man was revealed. This man fathered more children, who in turn had three sons, Odin, the chief of the Æsir, and his brothers Vili and Ve. The three brothers saw the hoarfrost of Niflheim above them, and the furnace of Muspelheim below. But the void between these realms was as mild as a windless sky. Still there was no shape to it. To give it form and meaning, the brothers realized they would have to murder Ymir. They stabbed Ymir in many places until he was dead. Then they pulled apart his corpse and set to work building everything from the ruin of his body. From Ymir's blood, they created the sea, which they laid out in a ring around the earth. They built the mountains from his bones and draped them with his flesh. His enormous teeth were smashed and shattered and made into the gravel, rocks and stones. Then Odin and his brothers tore out Ymir's skull and made from it the roof of heaven. They hoisted it up over the earth, and in each of its four corners they placed a dwarf. The four dwarves' names are East, West, North, and South. Then they snatched some burning embers from Muspelheim and flung them into the void to illuminate the night sky. Finally, the brothers pulled out Ymir's brain and flung it into the sky to create the bitter-mooded clouds.